Rabbi said, Be'ezah Hashem, next week we're going to be starting Meseches Me'ilah. And we will update the Olam as exactly when we'll be doing the theme. It didn't work out this past week. We will keep everybody well informed.
No better.
Huh? No better. You know better? Okay. Okay, I'm going to do the last sugi here of Soda Migrosh, starting on the Mishnah Lamed Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says they gave the Levim the Ori Miklat, obviously the Ori Alevim, and then there were 42 additional cities that were given to the Levim, the Ori Alevim, and around those cities there was an additional Matnas Leviyah given to them, 2,000 Amma outside of each city. Now there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi whether it was really 2,000 plus 2,000. Right, the Rashi learns it was 1,000 and 1,000. 1,000 Amma Migrash for the beautification of the city. 1,000 Amma was just open area. And then another 1,000 Amma was for Sadi Sukhomim. And the Rambam knows that there was 2,000 Ammas of Sadeh Sukhomim. So according to the Rambam, the additional 2,000 Amma was on top. And according to Rashi, it was deducted, the 1,000 Amma planting was deducted from the 1,000 Amma, from the 2,000 Amma that the Pasuk talks about. But anyway, so the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to change this. Oh, you got? So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to change this. This can't be changed. Mishnah says that ein oisin sodei migrosh lo migrosh sodei. So out of these 2,000 amma surrounding the city, you can't manipulate and make some of it a sodei. You can't change it and make the sodei and the migrosh into a sodei. For obvious reasons. You can't take away from the beauty and you can't take away from the planting. Now, you can't go into the city and manipulate the inside of the city either. You can't change the inside of the city. The inside of the city has to be made for housing. That also can't be manipulated, because that will take away from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Bamedvo Mamurim Bore Alevim. This din that you now want to take away from a city and change the use of the city, that's only by Ori Alevim. Aber bei Ori Yisrael oisim sode migrosh, and migrosh sode, migrosh yir. The only thing you can't do is lay your migrosh. The only thing you can't do in the rest of the Ori Yisrael is you can't take from the city and take away from the housing. But as far as manipulating, planting, beauty, that the Tove Yair could decide to manipulate that. Shelo yachibu Ori Yisrael. Hakohanim v'alevim moichin olam v'goyim olam shenem agulus olam t'il alevim. Now clearly according to Rabbi Elazar, there may be an indication in our Mishnah that there's an inherent distinction between the ownership of the Ori Halevim and the ownership of the Ori Yisrael. Meaning, we know that the Ori Halevim is koilet, right? Any of the Ori Halevim is koilet. We'll see a fascinating sheet in the Gemara, Ben Gershon, who holds that any area that's owned by a Levi, even personally, is koilet, works for a Retzeach. Which means if a Ben Levi, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, if a Ben Levi would have an inheritance from his grandfather Yisrael, he would Yarshan area. That area now becomes an Ori Miklat. That area will be koilet because it's Ori Alevim. In Rabbeinu Gershon's Shita, because it's a very dramatic chiddush, some hold that Rabbeinu Gershon is only talking about a Levi that yarshened his grandfather Yisrael, a whole city. Because otherwise it's going to become like a guy gets an apartment, so now a Retzeach could run to the guy's apartment. The Levi yarshens an apartment from his Zeda, and now the Retzeach could run to his apartment. Now his apartment becomes a Ori Miklat for the Retzeach. So many want to learn that the Rabbeinu Gershon only means But even so, it's a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Gershon is saying a personal inheritance of a Levi turns now into an Ari Miklat automatically. But an Ari Miklat really, in a way, infringes on the rights of the Levi. Because the Levi doesn't have a right to restrict the Ritzeach from coming to his territory. That's a limitation in the bylaws of the Levi. So it would be possible to say that the schus of a Levi and the Ari Alevim is not the same schus that a Yisrael has. It's different in the, and that may be the reason for the distinctions in the halachas of Ari Alevim. So we're going to get to this to see whether this is in fact the Rebbe Lezer clearly may hold that way. Rebbe Lezer may say that this din that you can't change a migrash into a soda into migrash, he says it only applies to Ari Alevim because they don't really have this right. But we have to know, according to the Tanakhame, who says that the din of Sodei Migrash applies to all Arei Yisrael, you can't manipulate the use of the city, then maybe the Levi is considered a full owner on his city. This is a general limitation in Gansar of Yisrael. So we'll get back to this. The Gemara says, where's the Mokar? Omer Abelezer, Bamedvor Mamun Bari Alevim, Avol Bari Yisrael Oysen. Now the Gemara doesn't explain the das of the Tanakhame. The Gemara now just goes to explain Rebbe Lezer. The Kuliyam Amir but the Levim loy Mishaninan. Everybody agrees that by a Levi you can't be Mishanin. You can't manipulate the use. Minani Mili. Omer Rebbe Lezer the Omer Kho. It says in the Pasuk, Usidei Migrash Orehem. The field and the Migrash of their cities, of the Levim cities, loy Mochem. Can't be sold. My loy Mochem. Elaim, if you're going to tell me lo yimacha means klal, it can't be sold at all. For the mechsiv gulas oilam tiel alavim, mechlal de mezavni. Obviously, they could sell it. Elamai lo yimacha means lo yishane. Can't change it. Has to be kept to its original use. So clearly, according to Rebbe Lezer, this is only a din by Ori Alavim. Ori Yisrael, you could change the use. So according to Rebbe Lezer, we don't learn Ori Yisrael from Ori Halavim. Why not? Obviously, the bialos is different. The Ori Halavim, the bialos that the Levi has in Ori Halavim, is different than the bialos of Ori Yisrael. That's why the Ori Halavim can't become like a binyanav. Can't become like a binyanav to teach me in all of Eretz Yisrael that you can't manipulate. But the Chachamim, the Gemara doesn't explain the das of the Chachamim. The Tanakhama says that Ori Yisrael also you can't change. You can't go to Ori Yisrael and start changing the use of making a soda into a migrash into a soda. Yet, the marker that the Gemara gives that you can't change the use is by Ori Halavim, not by Ori Yisrael. So what I'm saying is, even though the Gemara doesn't focus on it, it's muchach from the Gemara, that there's also a svaradik machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, whether you could use the Ori Halavim as a binyanav for the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, according to the Chachamim, true, the Pasuk is only talking about Ori Alevim. But from there we learn that just like Ori Alevim is limited, that you can't switch the use, so Ori Yisrael are also that way. And according to Rebbe Lezer, it's not that way. It's Ori Alevim and it's Ori Alevim only. So that's why I'm saying that this further points to the direction that there may be a deeper machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim on the status of Ori Alevim. Rebbe Lezer may hold that Ori Alevim is a different kind of ownership, and therefore the restriction that applies to Ori Alevim would not be applicable to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachamim hold Ori Alevim is like Ori Yisrael. Happens to be the Alevim owned Ori Alevim, and Ori Yisrael doesn't. The male, according to the Chachamim, whatever restriction the Torah imposes upon the use of the Ori Levim, it would be applicable to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's the way I think we have to learn the sugya. We'll see how that plays out.
Is it possible that they're not arguing, that Rebbe Lezer just explained the Chachamim? Is it possible
that the Gemara says, the Kuliyam Amihib the Levim Le Mishanimim. The Gemara clearly states that L'kuli Alma at least, or L'kuli Alma meaning Bein L'Rabbi Lezer, Bein L'Chachamim, the Ori Levim you can't change. Correct?
Maybe that's all Rebbe Lezer is saying.
No, but I'm saying then there's no L'kuli Alma. The Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Elazar says, "Bamed v'mamum bari levim." Now, if Rabbi Elazar is just coming to qualify the words of the Chachamim, there is no machlokes in the mission. In which case, the Kuli Alma is not applicable b'chlal. The Gemara comes and the Gemara says, "One second, the Kuli Alma, whether you hold like Rabbi Elazar the Chachamim, everybody agrees by levim, you can't change." The Gemara says, "What's taka pshat?" So what I'm saying is, and what about the other shita? They're not the Kuli Alma. So it's muchach, and the source is only Ori Alevim. It's muchach that there's, it must be a svogadik machlekes, whether we can apply the din of Ori Alevim to the rest of Ori Yisrael, which we'll see why. So the Gemara says like this, Tonu Rabbanan gulas oilam til alevim. Matam Udloina, why does it say gulas oilam til alevim? Because since there's a restriction, lufi shenema b'mispar shnei tvoisi mochelach, since there's a restriction, you can only redeem a stay achuza after 2 years. If you sell a stay achuza, you can only redeem it back after 2 years. Yocholav zekein, you may think that this restriction applies to Ori Alevim as well. Tamaloy magulas oilom til alevim. So the Levim have everlasting redemption power. Lefishin, since it says, Vahoyo asodeh b'tzeisei b'yoyvel, kodesh l'ashem, the halach is that a soda that doesn't get redeemed, stay achuzin, and stays by hektish, it remains hektish, it goes to the kohanim. Yochlav zekein, tamaloy ma'agulas oilam tiel alvim. Okay, says the Gemara, fishen emav koma bayis asheloy choyma. Now we go to Bateri Choyma, lots misus. Yochlav zekein, you would think maybe by the Ori Levim, if they sell a bayis or a choyma, it would also stay forever by the buyer. Tamaloy magula asolam til alavi. Says the Gemara like this, Bishloima anitarati l'chaya. The Gemara says, we understand stay achuza. Could stay achuza, just like a Yisrael could have a stay achuza, a Levi could have a stay achuza from the Ori Alavim. Says the Gemara, elabote ore choyma l'alavim mi yislu. A Levi can't have a bote ore choyma in the Havamin of the Gemara. It's not possible. Why is it not possible? For Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Orim Alolu, Ein Oisim Oisim Leikforim Ketanim Veleikrachim Gedolim. These cities, the Ori Alevim, cannot be small, and they can't be large and closed cities. Ela Yorois Beinunis, only mid-sized cities, as Rashi Belichoim, without a wall. Okay? So Mamela, it's not Shaykh to have a Bati Ori Choim of Ori Alevim. Again, this is before the Gemara's answer. Gemara's answer, as I said, some learn that the Levi Yashik Yashin is all about the Arichaim. But this is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Kahana lo kasha. Very difficult teretz the Gemara gives. Kan shehukaf ulebesoif yoshav. Here we're talking about a case where it says, Orem halolu, ein oisim oisim leikforam ketanam leikachem gedolim. That's the case where the wall is there first. In other words, when we're giving the Ori Levim to the Levim, we don't give it to them with a wall. Because of the din that these cities are not supposed to have walls. So we don't give the Levim walled cities. So that's the Braisa that says that these cities are not Ori Choyma, is talking about when we're giving it to them. But once they live there, they could do what they want. Says the Gemara, here we're talking about a city where it was given to the Levi, and then the Levi decided to enclose it. And the Gemara really is happy with this teretz, if not for a side question. The Gemara has a technical question. The Gemara is happy with this question. Rashi says, "Kan sheukav lebesef yoshav loy mishkachas pu b'levim kidgamet, avul yoshav lebesef ukav mishkachas shelahachas shenitnu lem bimei Yeshua hikifuei." They went and enclosed it. It's really a Peladik Gemara. If the Bote Ori Choyma are not allowed to be, if the Bote Ori Alevim are not allowed to be Bote Ori Choyma, what's the difference if we're giving it to them? Well, they have it and they took it over now. How are they allowed to make a Choyma? How are they allowed to make a wall? If there's a din that the Bote Ori Alevim are not allowed to be Bote Ori Choyma, how are they allowed to make a wall? So basically we're saying, well, we didn't do it, we gave it to them, and then they did it. What does that have to do with that? How does that? The Gemara's only problem with this is the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's not a Batei Rechaimah. Because one of the conditions to be a Batei Rechaimah is that it has to be that the wall was there first. So the Gemara has a technical problem. But besides barring the technical problem that the Gemara has, the Gemara is a good teretz. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not a Batei Rechaimah. For Tanya, we learn for Ishki Yimkor Beis Moshe V'Rechaimah Shehuka Afalu B'Seif Yosha. In order to be Batei Rechaimah, has to be the wall was there before. Before it was civilized. For Loi She Yosha Afalu B'Seif Hukav. Not that it was first civilized and then the wall came up. Yochal Afilu Kifu Yisrael. Maybe even if the Jews decide to put up a wall after they conquer Eretz Yisrael, Nemakan Choyma V'Nemal Alan Choyma. Has to be that the Goy did it before we got there. So before we came to Eretz Yisrael, it already had to be a Batei Rechaimah. What would be if a Goy would put up a wall if they were there? Now obviously, what's the Hava Mina here? Why would that be different? Because a Goy is a contractor. Why would that make a difference? So if Eliashiv in his Ha'olas, he learns that when the Gemara says Yochal Kifur Evi Kechavim, the Gemara means it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But even after the 7 years that we were giving out Eretz Yisrael, there were still certain isolated pockets that weren't conquered yet. So during the 7 years of Chalukah, we still picked up a city here and there. So what would be with a city that during those 7 years, before we took it over, the Goy put a wall up? That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean we conquered a city and then the Goy put up the wall, so I would think that's better than if we put up a wall. Me'echateisa, the wall of a Goy is better than the wall of a Yid. The point is the wall has to precede the kibush. That's the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is why we need the Goyim should have put up the wall is because the wall has to precede the kiddush of the city, the kibush. So Rav Eliashiv learns, if you look in his shiurim here, that's how he teaches the Gemara. He says that the Gemara means Yochal afilu kifu ha'echem ha'echem yesh lahakshes. To nismayit hekev shel Yisrael, the reason why the Jew putting up the wall doesn't work, because this wall wasn't there when we conquered Eretz Yisrael. So if the Goy now put up a wall after we took it over, why would that make a difference? So if it's Tzorach Loimar, he says, Rav Eliashiv, he says, these are isolated cities that we didn't yet conquer during the 7 years of Kibush. Now we continue to conquer those cities during the 7 years that we were giving out the cities. So he says at that point it's too late for it to become a Batei Rechaimah. So even though the wall now was put up before we captured the city, but since it's after the Zion Shekivshu, the Iker Kibush Eretz Yisrael is what triggers the Or Rechaimah, therefore it's too late. So when it says Yochol Hikifu Oyve Kechavim, it means the Goy put the wall up before we took over the city. So that should be good. It's no good because it's after the Zion Shekivshim. So once we already conquered Roiv of Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough. That's what he says. So Lamaisa the Gemara now is saying that that's the problem. After the Jews conquered. What? So Rav Eliashiv is making this Ukimta. It's a big Chiddush what he said. We're going to get back there. I'm just saying this is the way he learns the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. So that's why the Gemara throws out the answer. But really the Gemara, the Etzem is happy with the Etzem possibility that we made this into a Batei Rechaimah, and the Gemara is happy with it. So we have a significant problem with this, with the whole Shakla V'Tayi here in the Gemara. Rashi says that the reason why the Batei Rechaimah couldn't be made into the Ori Alavim couldn't have Batei Rechaimah is logistics. If you look at Rashi says, Ein oisim oisam orim ketanim. He says, you can't make the city small because we need room. Lefim sheim orim miklut. If it's orim miklut, we need to make it available for the roroitzchim to go there. Can't be too congested. So we make the cities large enough that there shouldn't be a congestion problem. Sheyesham, it should be a yishuv lebeis monis loroitzchim. Fine. Then v'loy krochem gedolim. What's the reason why it can't be krochem gedolim? Lefi shemiskabsim shom mikol mekoymos l'schech. Enclosed cities were generally more active cities. That's why mekofes chaim are always called krochem. They're not called kforim, because enclosed cities by nature were larger cities, and therefore utehei regel goyel adam mitzuyishom. And therefore, the goyel adam will go there, will go shopping. It becomes a traffic area. An orechoyma makes it into a major city. And now, if it's a major city, the roitzeach is there. The yeroi v'saroitzeach v'yergen, and he will there seize the roitzeach and kill him. So this is a pikuach nefesh inyan. In order to protect the guy who killed b'shegik, part of the protection policy is that we don't make the Ori Levim into an Ori Achayma. Then why in the world would it make a difference if the Levim, if the, it's an Ori Achayma before or it's an Ori Achayma later? It makes no sense. Goyim, Yidden, the whole thing is a plea. The whole, from beginning to end, this whole sugi is a plea. Because the reason why you don't make it into, now if you learn the whole sugi differently, if you learn that there's a mystical reason why it can't be about the Ori Achayma, or you learn it's a Kedusha, the Gevura Sari, the Shaka Sariya, in Meseches Makis, he teaches differently. He says the reason why you can't have about the Ori Achayma is for a different reason. He says, Ritzeach, if he turns into a Metzora, you're going to have to send him out. If it turns into a Bat, if it's a Bat Ori Achayma, the halacha is that a Metzora gets sent not only out of Yerushalayim, the Metzorah gets sent out of all Batei Orechim. So the Shagas Arya learns that the reason why you can't make an Ori Mikla to Batei Orechim is because of a Kedusha reason. It's a Kedusha reason. You don't want it to have, if it's going to have Kedusha, so then it comes out, if the Ritzeich now turns into a Metzorah, you're going to have to send them out. And you won't be able to send them out. So you're going to be stuck. Okay, so it's practical kashas. The Gemara Makkah says that just like the city is koilat ritzeach, the tchum, the boundary of the city is koilat ritzeach. The boundary of the city doesn't have kedusha, so you could technically send a guy out of the Ori Achayma, but yet not. But that doesn't bother me so much. Achronim asked this kasha. That doesn't bother me so much because on that you could say it still wasn't as safe. The ritzeach was safer in the city. We don't want to be in the matzav. We were sending him out. Okay, I understand. But clearly Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi doesn't learn that it has anything to do with Kedusha. Rashi learns it's practical. It's all practical. From beginning to end, it's practical. So why would it make a difference now? We give the Levi the city, and now he puts up a wall. Why would that make the matzav any better? So the Mishnah Lamelech here, he has discussion. Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Ritzeach. The Mishnah Lamelech, the way he gets around this kasha, is he says that very difficult teretz. He says, "Hinei Rashi kosav shaliyoso rei mikla kochem gedelim lefi shemiskabsim shom mikol mekoymes l'schera utehei regel goyel adam mitzui yisham v'yarad esarei tzeich v'yargen ulefi ze hodo amu b'gemore." The Gemara says in our sugya, "The acha sheyoshu alavim be'ir yichoyle masay tzchoyim." They can make a wall. Holofi tamze ain chiluk ben Yoshev lebasei fuka or yipcha would make a difference. Who cares? This is what he says. So he bribes Shver on Rashi. He still tries to dray. Maybe the Lamaisi says it shouldn't. The bottom line is he should bribe the Tzorachim b'zeh on this way of learning. Now the emes is that according to the Gvur Sari, according to Gvur Sari, it's also difficult because if you look at the Hemshech of our Gemara says, we're talking about B'yoshel v'sei fukah. If the Gemara says, V'chi ay gabna mihavi choyma, right? So really, the Gemara is unclear. According to the Shagas Aryeh, that's also difficult, because Lagabi the Kedusha Bate Rechaima to send out a Ratzeach, that would be even a wall that you put up afterwards. So if the, in other words, either way it's difficult. According to the Shagas Aryeh, it's also Shver. Why would the Gemara be okay with a wall that they put up afterwards? The Gemara says, well, then it doesn't have a Kedusha's Bate Rechaima. Then it doesn't have a din Bate Rechaima Lagabi Bate Rechaima, but still has Kedusha's Bate Rechaima. So you still have the Mitzvah problem. So really, we don't really gain by learning like the Gemara. Sorry, we're back to we don't have a problem in the Havamini. We have a problem as the Gemara continues, because the Gemara continues and says, "Well, b'chi I gavni miyavi batei rechaima," but the batei rechaima is not the issue. The issue is you're not allowed to do that to begin with. It won't help us anyway. So either way, it's difficult to understand what's going. The shock of attire here in the Gemara. So the Gemara now comes, and the Gemara's teretz is, the Gemara's final Lukimta is like this. The Gemara says, Yochla afilu kifir v'lacha mikan, nema la'alon choyma, v'nema kan choyma, ma la'alon evi kechofim koydim, l'chein has to be that the Goyim did it before kibush ha'aretz, afkan evi kechofim koydim. Okay. So how do we get around the problem? We don't have the Metzias. The Gemara's problem is we don't have a Metzias of Batei Rechoyma by Levim. Answers the Gemara, Tirgama, Rav Yosef Erei de Rav Solo, Chasido, Kamei de Rav Popo, Kigoyin Shenoflu Lohem Heimu Migrashayim. What happened was, the Levi Yarshund, the Bote Yarechim. Now the way Rashi learns, it means Bishas Yerushas Oretz. When they inherited Eretz Yisrael, not this Levi personally, when the Yerushas Eretz Yisrael came, so Rashi says, Kishayin Mukov Yisrael. When the Migrash came down, the Gemara says, what do you mean? L'misterinu kaim. Who cares? They're going to knock down the wall anyway. They're going to have to knock down the wall because, like we just learned, they have to get rid of the wall. Omer avashi yitzrich, sakadai techamina, ad the mister mistatri, imizdavi lichlutu kamash malon. I would think maybe if they sold it in between. In other words, basically what happened is like this. All the cities fell to the Levium. Now the cities that the Levium got with the Goro ended up, there were a couple that were Batei Rechaima. And those Batei Rechaima, they were really going to knock down the walls. Because they have to knock down the walls. But in between calling the contractor to knock down the wall, the Levi went and he sold his Batei Rechaima. At that point you would think it has a din of Batei Rechaima. So the whole din is only negeya then. That's the way the Gemara concludes it. Very shver okimta the Gemara makes. And actually, the Rambam doesn't even bring down this okimta, which is tam a difficulty. The Rambam, when he brings down the din of Batei Yerushalayim, that they could be self, they could redeem it forever, the Rambam just says, Batei Yerushalayim could always be. They ask on the Rambam, it's not even negeya. It's only negeya during that window. If a Levi sold bias in between the time that he got it when Yerusha's Oretz and he sold it during that window, he could redeem it back. It's not Negev B'chlal B'zman Hazem. He's saying, well, maybe it'll be Negev when Mashiach will come. The same thing. When they'll get their Batei Rechaima before, the same thing will be Negev during that window. But the emphasis, the Rambam doesn't bring it down B'chlal. And the Pasha Pshat in Rambam is very simple. That this whole Ukimta the Gemara is only needed for Das Yochid. Because we learned earlier that Batei Rechaima is Afal Pi She'ein Lo Rechaima Achshav. We learned earlier, we paskin, that once a city is a Batei Rechaima, it remains a Batei Rechaima forever, even if the wall comes down. So therefore, the whole Kasha is not a Kasha. Because the Levi got the Batei Rechaima, then they took down the wall. Who cares? It remains forever a Batei Rechaima. That's why according to the Sanhedrin Gaon, the whole came to the Gemara. But it re-strengthens the question of the Chazon Ish, which we began to discuss last week, and that is, why in the world would they give Kedusha to Ari Halavim? Why would they give the Kedusha's Batei Rechaima to begin with to the Ari Halavim? If the Ari Halavim are not supposed to be walled cities, Right? And this is at the beginning when they're giving out the cities. Yeah, so the Goyrel came out that the Levi got this Orechayma. The Levim got this Orechayma. So why would they give Kedusha to it? The Gemara says there was a window before they took the wall down. Or the way we're learning, that window remained forever. Because once it got the Kedusha's Bate Orechayma, it stayed like that forever. Why in the world did they give it Kedusha's Bate Orechayma to begin with? Bate Orechayma need to get Kedusha. Why did they give the Kedusha to begin with? That's Chazon Ish's kasha. Chazon Ish is a very difficult teretz. Chazon Ish learns that maybe they didn't know which cities they were going to give the Levim. So right away when they conquered all the Batei Rechaimah, they gave all the Batei Rechaimah Kedusha. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. But he says it's a Tzorachim. He says maybe the Chazon Ish and Megillah, which we had last week in the Ma'ar Mekaymas, he says maybe they gave Kedusha to all the Batei Rechaimah, not knowing which ones are going to go potentially to the Levium. And then when the Levium got it, they had a pre-existing Kedushas Bate Erechon. But he says alone, he says that's difficult to learn that way. What was the rush? What was the rush to give Kedushas Bate Erechon and create this problem? Just wait. Give out the cities. And then once you decide which cities the Levium are going to get, then give Kedushas Bate Erechon. What? What do you mean, what are the tips? That makes it even better, you're saying. That they should first decide what's the Ariel Levium. You're making the question better. Which you always do. You're saying we need first to know what's Ariel Levium, right? So you shouldn't be busy giving Kedusha out before you decide Ariel Levium. Is that what you're trying to say? So what are you trying to say? What? You're making the Kasha better. No, don't agree if you disagree. You're saying that we need a place where it's Tzech to run, right? So we should make first Ariel Levium or first busy giving our Kedusha? First. So you're saying it's even better. You're saying it's even better. Actually, the Torah doesn't talk about the Ariel Levium, really. It talks about the Ariel Miklot. We're talking about the Ariel Levium. The Ariel Miklot weren't about the Erechim. That's for sure. The Ariel Miklot were designated by the Torah. They weren't about the Erechim. In fact, the Radvaz brings a riot from Mar Gemara. There was a controversy about Chevron. When does Chevron read the Megillah on Purim? And the Radvaz in his Tshuvas brings a raya from Mar Gemara that Chevron reads the Megillah on Yudalit. He says it can't be Batei Rechaim, it's one of the Ari Miklat. Chevron was Ari Miklat. Chevron and Shechem, he says they definitely read the Megillah on Yudalit, not on Tezvav. Because there was a big controversy. Whether it was Batei Rechaim or not, some treat like a Sufik. He says from Mar Gemara's Muchach that Chevron wasn't a Batei Rechaim. So the difficulty here is twofold. Number one, why did they give Kedusha at all to the Batei Rechaim, which is what the Chazon Ish is bothered with? And we're bothered with the whole Mahalach of the Sugya, which seems to imply that the Levium have a right to do what they want. We give it to the Levium, and then if they decide to make it into Batei Rechaim, they'll make it into Batei Rechaim. The only problem the Gemara had, that maybe it doesn't have Batei Rechaim. But the Levi would be able to put up a wall. This is a very big problem. So again, the doichik that many achronim want to learn is we're talking about be'isr. The Gemara means, then the Levi went and be'isr he put up a wall. Be'isr, the Levi went and put up a wall. The Levium went. That's a big plea to learn the Gemara that way. It sounds like from the flow of the Gemara that the whole din that you can't have a bati or a chayma mukuf chayma is only before we give it to the Levi. But once we give it to the Levi, it's up to him. He can do what he wants. Why could the Levium do what they want? The Rashi makes it out sound like it's simple. Once we gave it to the Levium, they decided to make it into Bat Erechem. Why are they not restricted to the same restrictions that we have? Well, they should be. They should be. So I want to go back to the original Shaila that we had here, which was, who really owns the Orei HaLevium? Who has the bylaws on the Orei HaLevium? So we were medayik from the Gemara that it seems like there's some kind of a chilik in halacha between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakame as to who owns the Ori Elavim. Is it the same ownership like the rest of Eretz Yisrael? And the emes is, I'm not dreaming this just in the diyuk of the Gemara. There's a Beferish Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. The Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni says like this. Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni reads like this. The Mishnah has a shaila were the Levim able to charge? Well, there's different shailas. First of all, there's a Levi. If a Levi grows fruit in his Orei Halevim, does he bring Bikurim? Does a Levi bring Bikurim from the Orei Halevim? So logic would dictate, why not? Definitely should. Right? Logic would dictate that they should. So here the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni reads like this. This is Perek Hay in Mesechus Ma'aseh Sheni. Mishnah Yudalot. Koyhanim ulevim enam misvadim vidimaisis. They can't do vidimaisis, they can't do mikro bikurim, because she'ein yecholim loymar adoma asher nasatali. They didn't take a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rameyer ignores the fact that there were 42 Orei Halevim, the fact that there were three Orei Miklot, six Orei Miklot altogether. He ignores it. He just says they don't have a chelek. Rabbi Yosi says they could say the yesh loim orim umigrasheim v'yicholim loimar asher nasat alonu. They could say asher nasat alonu. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, could you get me a Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Sheni? So the Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Sheni tries to get a handle on this machlekes, because it doesn't make sense that Reb Meir doesn't hold of Orei Halevim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Reb Meir clearly doesn't argue with the din of Orei Halevim. So that's the Yerushalmi is bothered by this kasha. So the Yerushalmi comes with an unbelievable conclusion, which when we learn here in Erechin, it's not klar, but if we're mind making it, we could say that this is the understanding of our sugya. The Yerushalmi says as follows. This is Mamish at the end of the Masechta. So the Yishami says, what's the reason why the Kohanim can't? Says the Yishami like this. Bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda obviously is going like a Meir Shita. L'beis dira nitnu. The Orei Levim were given for them to live. It was given for them to live. It wasn't given to them as a Yerusha, as an Achuza. Now, says the Yerushalmi, Machlekes, Haim oyu malim socho l'alevim. Did the Reitzchim, when the Reitzchim came to the Orei Miklat, did they have to pay rent? Machlekes. Rav Yosi oymer, lo oyu malim l'mischar. Machlekes, whether they were malim l'mischar. The Yerushalmi is saying that there's a very deep Machlekes, Tanoim. Whether the Orei Halevim was given to them as a place to live. They can live, they can use it, they can buy, they can sell, but they're really, it's public territory. It belongs to the Klal Yisrael, Be'etzim. And therefore, when a Ritzeach goes, he doesn't have to pay rent. Because he's living in public property. So he doesn't pay rent. But if you hold that it's Orei Halevim, then the Ritzeach has to go and pay. He has to pay rent. It's true, the Torah tells him to go there. And the Levi can't say no. The Levi can't say no, but the Levi could say, but you got to pay me. You're living in my place. Pay me rent. Because the din that the Levi has to accept him, that's a Yeridea. That's not Choshe Mishpat. You follow? The Yeridea says that the Levi must accept the Ritzech. Ritzech comes knocking on the door, the Levi has to give him place to live. But now there's a Choshe Mishpat hat. Now the Levi is your landlord. Now the Levi says, okay, I adhere to Yeridea, who said I have to open up my city to you, but now you're living in my house. Pay me rent. I'm your landlord. The man Da'amu who says you don't pay rent holds that there is no choshen mishpat. Because Alpi choshen mishpat, the Levi doesn't really own the Ori Alavim. He has rights to the Ori Alavim. He has an endless lease on the Ori Alavim. He can live there, he can give over the lease to somebody else, he can, but he is not considered a bailus kinyan aguf, and that's why he can't say Adam Hashem Asatalam. So I want to tell you, B'derech Efshe, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita also in our sugya. Rebbe Lezer would also hold Loi Hoyu Mailim Schar Lalavim. So Rebbe Lezer therefore holds that the fact that the Torah said that a levy can't make from the field into open space, from open space into a field, that doesn't tell us about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Because kishem that the levy can't charge rent to the Ritzeach, because inherently it's not his land. So therefore, if the Torah says that this is supposed to be open and this is supposed to be a field, he can't come and say, I want to manipulate it, because he's not in the position of doing so. He's not in the position of charging rent. He's not in the position of manipulating the use. It's poshut. The Chachamim, on the other hand, they hold that the levy owns it. The levy has a bailus just like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And Mele, if the Torah says that a migrash should not be manipulated into a sodah, and a sodah should not be manipulated into a migrash, that becomes a binyanav. That's full of Eretz Yisrael. There's no distinction, because he owns it. Now I want to tell you like this. The halacha is, there's a din called chayecha koidman. It's chayecha koidman. There's no doubt that al pi halacha, I have a chiv of loy samed al dam reyecha. Which, by the way, this will touch another machleik, because I don't want to spend time on this, I'll just throw it out to you. The minchas chinuch has a very interesting chakira. In the Torah, sometimes there's a din of amma shaykh kois, and sometimes there's a din amma netushes. There's two kinds of ammas. There's a compacted amma, and there's the larger amma. The larger amma is either a 1/48 bigger than the regular amma, it's a machlokes rishenim, or it's a sixth bigger than a regular amma. Sometimes we're machmer, we go l'chumra, we use the bigger amma. When it's l'chumra, we use the bigger amma. So the minchas chinuch has a shaila, when they gave the Ori Alavim, and they gave them the 1,000 amma, the 2,000 amma, did they give them with the larger amma or with the small amma? He says, on the one hand, l'chayr should be a din l'chumra. He says, on the other hand, there's a din of sofik momim l'hokl. Right? So I want to say it's totally in this shayla. If the word is that we went and we gave the Ori Levim, it belongs to them monetarily. So there's a monetary shayla here. Is this Ori al choshen mishpat? Choshen mishpat is l'kula. So the lady can't get the extra amma, the extra larger amma. But if you learn that it's a mitzvah on us to give him a place, the Levim, it's really Klal Yisrael's territory. It's not a sophic moment. So then you would go with the larger amma. You'd have to give the Levi, just like any mitzvah in the Torah, to give him a larger amma. Now, there's no shaila that al pi halacha is a din chayecha koidim. Which means that if I, and without this din of chayecha koidim, we really would be completely helpless to any cause. Person comes to you and says, you know, they need an operation. They need an open heart surgery. They need it. And you don't have the, right now, you don't have the money to give them without infringing on your livelihood. I mean, you could take out an equity mortgage. Today it's hard to take out an equity, but you could take out a loan. You can sell your house and move into an apartment. I mean, you could change your lifestyle. But you don't have the money to give the guy for his open heart surgery. What's the halacha? The halacha is chayecha koidim. Your life comes first. The halacha is, I am not mechuyev to infringe on my life for somebody to on my life, even on my livelihood, even the way I live, I'm not mechuyev. Now, if there's an instantaneous pikuach nefesh issue, I have to do it. The guy's dying, I gotta jump into the water, I can't go to work. I can't say, well, I'm on my way to work, somebody's drowning in the water, you know, tzidik adin. I have to jump in. But unless there's a pikuach nefesh mamish, right, there's a din chayecha koidman. Your life comes first. Now I want to analyze very simple. This halacha, that if we make the Ori Miklud into a krachim, if we make it into a city, enclosed city, it attracts people to come, and possibly the Ritzach will come. And now, I as a owner, am I mechuyev not to make my city into a high traffic area because there's a possibility, there's an outside chance that maybe the Ritzach unlawfully, because the police will stop him. We have a police, we have security. So unlawfully, the Ritzach will come and kill the Goyal Adam will come and kill the Ritzach. I'm not mechuyev to modify my lifestyle for that. If I can have a city that could bring in a revenue of $100 million, if it's a Mukuf Chayim, and if it's not a Mukuf Chayim, it's only going to bring in $80 million. Am I mechuyev to say, well, you know what? I'll keep the traffic out. I'll only bring in $80 million because on the slight outside chance that maybe the Ritzach unlawfully will come in and kill a guy, the girl, I'm not mechuyev. It's not even a child. It's not a Chayim Shemesh Mishayel. Right? See, the pshat is very pushed. But from Klal Yisrael's standpoint, right, before they give the Ori Miklat, they have a chiyuv to try to do all they can to keep the Ritzach as safe as they can. Look, Rashi Zeir Poshet. L'chatchila, we don't make an Ori Miklat into an Ori Chaim when we're giving it to the lady. We don't make it into an Ori Chaim. Because at that point, we are only looking for the safety of the Ritzach. We don't do that. We don't make it into a high traffic area. But once we give it to the Levi, we're going not like Rebbe Elazar Shita. According to Rebbe Elazar Shita, I believe the Levi wouldn't have a right to make a chayma. It's not his city. Just like he can't make a sada, migrash, migrash, sada, because it's not his, according to it. So he also can't decide his economics that he wants to make a wall here. He's not about us to make a wall. He can't charge the Ritzach rent. So, just like he can't charge the Ritzach rent, he can't make the situation less secure for the Ritzach either. The Ritzach has the same right that he has to the city. That's Rebbe Elazar. But we hold like the Chachamim. We hold that the Ori Levim is theirs. So now, once they take over the cities of Trash and Kifu, they want to put up a wall. What's the Mishnah Malach saying? But what happened? What happened is, and now there's now our Pichoy Shemish, but it's their city. They don't have to decide not to put up a wall, not to gain revenue, because maybe an outside chance. I'm not mechuyev to do that, and that's unquestionable. In Choy Shemish, but there's not one ounce of a shaila that I I'm a city developer, that I have a chiyuv to not develop my city in a way that there's an outside possibility that maybe the crime level will be increased by 1%. So I'm a chuyif to do that. That's all the way we hold. Because we hold that the Ori Chaimah belongs to the, we hold the Bati Ori Levim belongs to the Levim. And that's the pshat in Rashi. There's no steer in Rashi. Rashi starts off the Ba'asugis by saying, Ein oisim oisim. And then he says, but once we gave it to the Levim, they did it. There's no, there wasn't Ba'asim. It was absolutely bad. They went to the Beth Nagol Yerushalayim. They went to the Lishkas Hagazis. And they said, Rabbi Isai, we want to make a wall. Lishkagos says, okay, it's up to you. It's your city. When we designated the city, we wouldn't have made it with a wall. That's our decision. We wouldn't have made it with a wall. What? As far as what? No, the Gemara is looking for a possibility of where the Goy came and he put up a wall. At which point? Shehu kavul v'shtayif yashav. Right? The Gemara's answer is it was hu kavul v'shtayif yashav. Which means the Rashi learns we gave it to the Levim. Now they decided to have a wall built. The Gemara says, but that won't work. It still won't have a din of Bat Erechim. So the guy did it. I don't follow what you're saying there. But then it won't have a din of Bat Erechim. The Gemara's not saying he's not allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. But the Gemara's saying, but then it won't have a din of Bat Erechim anyway. Right. Once it's the Levi's territory, he can do whatever he wants. That's my point. He can't kill the Ritzach. He can't kill the Ritzach. But he can develop his city the way he wants. And if the Ritzach security goes from being 1,000% to 950, so be it. I'm not looking to change that. The Gemara doesn't change. The Ovi Kachav doesn't change that.
Didn't we bring in The Gemara brought in the Adik Chachamim just to get a Metzias of Batei Arechayim, not to get a Heter. The Gemara wants to know what's the case that it's a Batei Arechayim. The Gemara says, if you're going to tell me it was developed first, it doesn't have a din of Batei Arechayim. Our question was, what do you mean it was developed first? No. Okay, we'll leave the Chazon Ish for the Siyum of the Masechta Mitzvah Shem. Okay, call to.